This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Congress is getting ready for a showdown this fall on more than one issue, on the budget, the debt ceiling, and possibly immigration reform. And there's another item on the agenda that hasn't been getting as much attention: tax reform. The last significant rewrite of the tax code was in the 1980s. Since then, the code has only gotten more and more complicated. NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith tells us where things stand this time around.
The chairman of the two tax writing committees have been working for years, holding hearings, releasing white papers, even hosting bipartisan tax chat lunches at a pub, often with little notice. Dave Camp is a Michigan Republican and chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Max Baucus is a Montana Democrat and leads the Senate Finance Committee. On Monday, they were both wearing nearly identical dark suits with light blue shirts, top button open, no necktie, as they launched their tax reform tour in Minnesota.
We decided just to get out of Washington.
This is Baucus explaining the idea behind the tour to a group gathered in an auditorium at the headquarters of the 3M Corporation.
And just meet with people around the country. And you're number one. Our first visit. There is a bit of a bubble in Washington, it's true, and we're just doing our best to kind of break it.
Baucus and Camp shared a podium at the front of the room and maintained a friendly rapport that would make it hard to tell they were from different parties. Parties that don't get along and also have very different ideas about tax policy. How is this possible? Because they spend most of their time, at least publicly, talking about the things they do agree on.
What we're trying to do is have a code that lowers rates for everybody with fewer loopholes and special provisions.
This is Congressman Dave Camp.
The simpler, fairer, flatter tax code that grows the economy and provides jobs.
At some point, they're going to have to deal with some sticky issues, like whether tax reform will raise new revenue to reduce the deficit or simply be used to lower people's taxes. Making the code simpler and flatter means eliminating some tax deductions, and each one has a constituency. Robertson Williams is a fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
The process of change disrupts a lot of what we've got right now. And because they're winners and losers, not everyone will benefit. And those people don't want to see the kinds of change that will come about.
He says it's going to be hard, and he's pretty pessimistic about the chances of tax reform really happening in this political environment. Michigan Democrat Sander Levin, the ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee, says the roadshow and other efforts to get the public involved are a good thing.
But it's no substitute for digging into the hard issues, looking at the differences and seeing if we can find common ground. There's no alternative to that.
And Camp says they're getting there.
The commitment is to really try to move something forward. And clearly there are going to be differences. I mean, there always are. The real issue is how you resolve those differences. And we're committed to try to do that.
The next stop on the tour is expected later this month. The chairmen have also set up a website where they're asking for feedback from the public. So far, they've gotten more than 10,000 comments. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.